They were broken down for opium, which was sold quickly and comparatively cheaply by the waiters at a small cafe in Mexico City called the Madre de Cacao. The Madre de Cacao had plenty of protection. If you needed opium, you walked in and ordered what you wanted with your drink. You paid for your drink at the case, and the man at the case told you how many noughts to add to your bill. It was an orderly commerce of no concern to anyone outside Mexico. Then, far away in England, the government, urged on by the United Nations drive against drug smuggling, announced that heroin would be banned in Britain. There was alarm in Soho, and also among respectable doctors who wanted to save their patients' agony. Prohibition is the trigger of crime. Very soon, the routine smuggling channels from China, Turkey, and Italy were run almost dry by the illicit stockpiling in England. In Mexico City, a pleasant-spoken import and export merchant called Blackwell had a sister in England who was a heroin addict. He loved her and was sorry for her, and when she wrote that she would die if someone didn't help, he believed that she wrote the truth and set about investigating the illicit dope traffic in Mexico. In due course, through friends and friends of friends, he got to the Madre de Cacao, and on from there to the big Mexican grower. In the process, he came to know about the economics of the trade, and he decided that if he could make a fortune and at the same time help suffering humanity, he had found the secret of life. Blackwell's business was in fertilizers. He had a warehouse and a small plant and a staff of three for soil testing and plant research. It was easy to persuade the big Mexican that, behind this respectable front, Blackwell's team could busy itself extracting heroin from opium. Carriage to England was swiftly arranged by the Mexican. For the equivalent of £1,000 a trip, every month one of the diplomatic couriers of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs carried an extra suitcase to London. The price was reasonable. The contents of the suitcase, after the Mexican had deposited it at the Victoria Station Left Luggage Office and had mailed the ticket to a man called Schwab, care of Books and Picks Limited, WC1, were worth £20,000. Unfortunately, Schwab was a bad man, unconcerned with suffering humanity. He had the idea that if American juvenile delinquents could consume millions of dollars worth of heroin every year, so could their teddy boy and girl cousins. In two rooms in Pimlico, his staff watered the heroin with stomach powder and sent it on its way to the dance halls and amusement arcades. Schwab had already made a fortune when the CID Ghost Squad got onto him. Scotland Yard decided to let him make a little more money while they investigated the source of his supply. They put a close tail on Schwab and in due course were led to Victoria Station and thence to the Mexican courier. At that stage, since a foreign country was concerned, the Secret Service had had to be called in, and Bond was ordered to find out where the courier got his supplies and to destroy the channel at source. Bond did as he was told. He flew to Mexico City and quickly got to the Madre de Cacao. Thence, posing as a buyer for the London traffic, he got back to the big Mexican. The Mexican received him amiably and referred him to Blackwell. Bond had rather taken to Blackwell. He knew nothing about Blackwell's sister, but the man was obviously an amateur, and his bitterness about the heroin ban in England rang true. Bond broke into his warehouse one night and left a thermite bomb. He then went and sat in a cafe a mile away and watched the flames leap above the horizon of rooftops and listened to the silver cascade of the fire brigade bells. The next morning, he telephoned Blackwell. He stretched a handkerchief across the mouthpiece and spoke through it.
"Sorry you lost your business last night. I'm afraid your insurance won't cover those stocks of soil you were researching."
"Who's that? Who's speaking?"
"I'm from England. That stuff of yours has killed quite a lot of young people over there, damaged a lot of others. Santos won't be coming to England anymore with his diplomatic bag. Schwab will be in jail by tonight. That fellow Bond you've been seeing, he won't get out of the net either. The police are after him now."
Frightened words came back down the line.
"All right, but just don't do it again. Stick to fertilizers."
Bond hung up. Blackwell wouldn't have had the wits. It was obviously the big Mexican who had seen through the false trail. Bond had taken the precaution to move his hotel, but that night, as he walked home after a last drink at the Copacabana, a man suddenly stood in his way.